This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado took a big drop this week. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The number of people in the hospital with confirmed cases fell by 34 to 145. The figure had been mostly rising since mid-June. While these numbers are way lower than the peak of the pandemic, they do still give a window on broader trends. Other metrics like wastewater trends, cases, and the weekly positivity rate also dropped this week. About 1% of emergency department visits tested positive for the virus, half of what it was a month ago. The CDC recommends the updated vaccines to protect against severe COVID and flu this fall and winter. They're now widely available. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new website from the national nonprofit KFF gives voters this election season a way to compare health information across states. It posts state snapshots with details on things like health costs, medical debt, contraception, prescription drug coverage, and insurance. Here's Joe Hannell with the nonprofit Colorado Health Institute.
What they're really good at is putting the states in context, and that's exactly what they do here.
One fact on the site has to do with health coverage. Almost 400,000 people, or 7% of Colorado's population, is uninsured. That's a bit lower than the less than 8% recorded for the U.S. You can find a link on CPR's website at cpr.org. The state attorney general's office has announced a grant to fund a new review board in El Paso County focused on lowering deaths from domestic violence. The $44,000 grant goes to the local chapter of TESA, a nonprofit that supports victims of domestic violence. Colorado has seen an increase in domestic violence fatalities, with those numbers reaching an all-time high of 94 deaths in 2022. This is CPR News, NKRCC.